and a big city in Kentucky.
Not familiar with that.
And do you watch the news?
What?
You know, the country where the Protestants and the Catholics are fighting?
Oh, it's on the other side over there.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the name. I heard that so many often.
Belfast is
it? Yeah, and well, you had a funny word. Bishmurth, Bernadette, Bangdash, how you call it?
Uh-huh.
I heard on TV.
People who celebrate St. Patrick's Day come from,
I don't know.
Or Moscow is in what country? What's a big communist country?
It's over there in Moscow.
Uh-huh. What's another name for the Soviet Union?
I'm not advanced enough to answer that.
Uh-huh. And you say, I had a choice of two things, and at first I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that.
Well,
in what of this?
In politics?
Uh-huh. Or I was going to do that, but I decided I might do this in...
I just changed my mind.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, a man is handsome, a woman would be.
I don't know what word you can use in place of handsome.
Or
pretty.
Or
beautiful.
And the enemy of God is called the...
The devil.
Any other names for him?
I don't believe the bad spirits, I guess.
Uh-huh. What do people think they see around the graveyard at night?
I don't believe they believe nothing about graveyard.
Do you ever hear anything about that?
No. Some people don't like to go. To me, it won't bother me at all because I know there's no danger with them.
Uh-huh. What about a house that
people... People are not superstitious
uh-huh.
here.
A maybe. House that people might be scared to go in? They'd say the house is...
No, they don't talk about that.
Did you ever hear?
Oh, a long time ago, I heard a story they told.
They say the house was...
Had ghosts in it, you know, uh-huh. just... But it was just a joke. Nobody believed in that.
Uh-huh. But if a house has ghosts in it, they'd say the house is supposed to be... Do you ever hear haunted or hated?
No.
And you tell somebody, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
It's getting chilly.
And say, someone said something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it. And say, why the very... What are you saying that? The very...
The very thing is not to spread it, just leave it alone.
Or the very eye.
I don't know. Just tell them to not talk too much about it.
Uh-huh. Or if someone has a good suggestion, you might say, well, that's a good...
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
But that's a good eye.
You got a good item.
Huh?
We say it's a good item.
Mm-hmm. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
You say, how are you?
And when you're introduced to a stranger, you'd say,
this is so-and-so.
And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Come back, yeah. We'll see you soon.
Or I hope I see you
again before long.
And how would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Well, you say, happy birthday, happy Christmas.
Or what do your Christmas cards say on them?
Christmas call?
Uh-huh. They wouldn't say happy Christmas.
Mm-mm, I don't know how you could use that word.
They'd say
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January.
Happy New Year.
Okay. And you say, I have to go downtown to do some...
I have some urgent to do. I have some business to do. I have to go to town.
Or if you have to buy things, you say, I have to do some...
Let's go buy bread or meat, some grocery.
And say if you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he did what to it?
He wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
just tied it. I opened it.